Welcome to my talk about NGSPICE, its current status and future developments. My name is Holger Vogt. I am from Duisburg in Germany, and I am an NGSPICE maintainer. NGSPICE, what is it? It is a circuit simulator. A simulator that numerically solves equations describing electronic circuits. And these circuits may be made of passive and active devices. And the simulation may be for time-varying currents and voltages. NGSPICE is the open source successor of the venerable SPICE 3 from Berkeley. What do we have? We have a circuit. A simple circuit here, a simple inverter with two transistors. And this is what we want to simulate. The input to NGSPICE, in fact, is not such a graphical thing, but is a netlist. Here is a netlist describing such an inverter. You have two transistors, you have gate voltages, other input voltages, and you have some simulation command. And here's the output, voltage versus time. And green is the input voltage, a pulse, and the output voltage here in red shows, well, that the signal is inverted by our inverter. We want to simulate an integrated circuit. We need an input. And of course, it's not a good idea to type in manually such a netlist. So we need some tool, some software, which extracts a netlist out of the circuit diagram. There are several tools, open source tools available, maybe XCAM or XCircuit or GISCAM. Well, and even KiCad can be used, as I have been using here to describe the electronic circuit comprising mostly of transistors and some resistors. And in fact, this is in a CMOS version of the famous 555 timer circuit. And now we want to simulate. We need some external circuit, which is on the same circuit diagram as the internal here, just an R and a C to determine the timing. And then we start the simulation, and this is our simulation output. Again, voltage versus time. And after some initiation time, you see that the 555 is starting oscillating with a 50% duty cycle signal. Or we want to simulate a discrete circuit, a circuit made out of operational amplifiers, capacitors, transistors, resistors, diodes, and many other components, as shown here. This is a circuit diagram. Again, the schematic entry by KiCad, and this is the Quad 405 classical audio field power amplifier. This is now our simulation. As input, we have 0.75 volt, 1 kilohertz in red in this diagram here, sinusoidal signal, barely to be seen. And the output is the blue signal, which is 110 watts into 8 ohm loudspeaker. So now, what is new in NGSPICE 36, which has been released on 1st of January of this year? I will mention a few things, and one important thing is improved graphics output capability. We allow to plot SVG files or better PostScript files, and we still have the GNU plot output capability, and of course the internal graphics integrated into NGSPICE. And this is a output transistor characteristics plotted in SVG. You see the voltage, drain voltage here, and the output current, the drain current, and increasing gate voltage. And this is a nice MOS transistor. And this is a PostScript output of a noise signal, so-called random telegraph noise. You see the output signal jumping. And this is a white noise signal here. A new device, a new code model in NGSPICE is the controlled analog delay. It is a device that allows to delay analog signals, and the delay is controlled by a DC input voltage. Here you see the input controlling signal. After 2 milliseconds, it starts from 0 to 100 millivolt after 8 milliseconds. And here's the signal. The input signal is the green one, and the red one is the delayed signal. And you see that the delay of the red curve increases and increases and increases until it has reached a complete cycle. So in this example, 100 millivolt control voltage difference will create a delay of one cycle. NGSPICE contains a tool called CIDR, again developed at UC Berkeley. This tool allows co-simulation of our standard transistors, resistors, capacitors, and inductors and other elements, together with devices, for example, diodes or transistors, that are defined by their technology cross-sections. Well, it's a little bit difficult to figure out what the device might be here. Okay, this is a slab of silicon, and this is the surface, and here we go into the silicon. Unfortunately, upside down, but okay, you get accustomed to that. Well, here is the control electrode diffused, the gate of the JFET, and this is the area where the charge carriers may flow, the channel area. And on the left, we have the drain contact, on the right, we have the source contact. And now we can do a simulation where we put this device with drain, gate, and source into any kind of circuit. And then we can figure out, for example, what is the electrical potential inside of the semiconductor? Or what is the electrical field inside of the semiconductor? And do we have field crowding at edges? And so on and so on. And the technologist or the device developer can figure out if the electrical field might be too high at specific corners, or the potential distribution might be okay or not okay for the specific purpose. This now is supported by plotting two-dimensional plots using GNUplot. We have a new command in NGSPICE, the dot probe command. And this may be used to measure differential potentials or voltages and pin currents of devices. And here is a list of the examples how dot probe may be used. You just type dot probe into the netlist, and then you will measure currents on all pins of all devices. You may restrict this to a specific device, or you may even further restrict it to a specific node of a specific device. We also can do voltage measurements at nets or nodes. We give dot probe V node in brackets, and then the voltage at node 1 versus ground is measured. You can measure voltages on different pins of a specific device, or you can measure voltages of different pins at different devices. For example, here you have device 1 with pin 2 and device 2 with pin 1, and you measure the voltage difference between these two pins. What is still missing is the capability to measure power of a device, and we will add this in the near future with a dot probe P, device name in brackets, and you will get the overall power dissipation in a device, be it an operational amplifier, be it a transistor, or be it a resistor. A few words about current developments. So there are developments towards NGSPICE 37. And one item we are working on is an improvement of RF simulation capability. And here is an example for which the code is already integrated into NGSPICE that allows determining multiport S parameters. And here's a circuit example. So we have this pi circuit comprising of capacitors, inductors, and we have a new voltage source, a S parameter port option for the voltage source as port one. And we have this similar voltage source as port two. And then we do the simulation with a new command .sp, similar to the AC simulation. So we specify 100 points per decade, and we start at 1 hertz up to 1 megahertz. And the results may be plotted with various options. We can plot the result as the Smith plot. We can plot magnitudes of the S parameters, S11, S12, S21, S22, as is shown here. Or we can do a polar plot of the results. And we are working on XSPICE memory management. XSPICE is the part of NGSPICE that allows to do very efficient event-based, that means digital simulations, in addition to the analog simulation. And what we have already done is optimizing internally the reuse of allocated memory for digital event nodes, so for the digital part. And this has led to a dramatically reduction of memory consumption during the simulation. And here is an example.